Hey everyone. I have to say, it's a bit of a bummer that the U.S. Senate didn't manage to advance the Clarity Act this time around. You know, that whole push to figure out if digital assets are securities or commodities and get oversight sorted.
It certainly is a setback for Clarity. However, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong is taking a much more optimistic view. He argues that cryptocurrency adoption is going to accelerate regardless of that legislative stall.
I love that energy. The core idea here is really exciting. The industry's growth isn't tied to waiting for lawmakers to nod their heads or just retail folks guessing prices anymore.
Exactly. We're seeing a shift. It's being driven by tangible utility, deeper institutional integration, and blockchain infrastructure that's just maturing on its own, completely independent of political timelines.
So, what's actually fueling this fire? There are two huge forces at play, and the first one is absolutely game-changing. Stablecoins.
They've emerged as a critical catalyst for everyday finance. We're talking about dollar-pegged assets that allow for fast, borderless transactions.
It's incredible how they're handling cross-border payments, payroll settlements, and even merchant commerce. It feels like the future of money is finally here.
And because they run on decentralized networks, they bypass those annoying traditional banking hours and geographic restrictions. That makes them incredibly valuable in regions dealing with high inflation or limited banking access.
It creates this beautiful, self-reinforcing cycle of adoption that regulatory delays just can't stop. People are using it because it works.
The second major driver is the tokenization of real-world assets. This is really bridging the gap between traditional finance and blockchain tech.
Oh, this is fascinating. By turning things like real estate, government bonds, fine art, and private equity into digital tokens, you drastically cut down settlement times and costs, plus you enable fractional ownership. It opens the door to so many people.
Precisely. Major financial institutions and asset managers are already piloting tokenized treasuries and exchange-traded products. This signals a substantial influx of institutional capital and brings a level of mainstream legitimacy we haven't seen before.
It reminds me of the early days of the internet or mobile computing. Those technologies exploded in popularity, even when the laws were a complete mess. Crypto is following that exact same path.
It is the same trajectory. Even without federal legislation, we're seeing state-level initiatives, private sector compliance standards, and institutional custody solutions establish de facto norms that keep the market moving.
It's maturing right before our eyes. The takeaway is that crypto is evolving from a speculative niche into a foundational layer of modern finance. That's huge.
It is. While clear regulation remains vital for long-term stability and consumer protection, the underlying technology is proving its value independently of the legislative process.
Absolutely. The focus has shifted from when is the price going up to real-world utility and infrastructure resilience. Companies prioritizing security and user experience are going to thrive no matter how slow Congress is.
Political gridlock might cause some temporary friction, but it simply cannot stop the steady expansion of a more accessible, efficient, and transparent financial system.
You're right. The future of finance is already being built on the blockchain, completely independent of congressional timelines. It's an exciting time to be watching this space.